Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program on AM and FM KCII. JJ Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulan with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Lori Hammes of the Kyoto Community Club about this year's Kyoto Fun Day celebration Saturday. We're talking with Lori Hammes. She's the president for Kyoto Fun Days about the upcoming event. And let's start, Lori, with the preparation for the event. Everybody that's going to come gets to see the finalized activities. How long and what does it take to put this together?
We've been working on this for quite a few months now. The Kyoto Community Club is in charge this year of organizing and running the Kyoto Fun Days. All of our duties divided up into committees and chair people that are making all the things happen behind the scenes.
Did it change the timing for planning or how did it go with the timetable knowing that we didn't have a celebration last year with COVID?
The main difference I think that we're doing this year, because we were not entirely sure what would happen with COVID, we condensed everything into one day. So if we did have to make any last minute changes, we wouldn't have multiple days that we were dealing with. For the most part, everything is on Saturday. We do have one event on Friday.
So how many people does it take to put this together?
We have, I think, six different committee chair people, and then anybody they can rope into helping them with their duties that they have within their committees.
When it comes down to the actual day of events, I imagine then that you're relying a lot on volunteer help.
We sure are. Yeah, we have a lot of wonderful people that have been volunteering to help with things. And we have an incredible list of amazing sponsors that have donated money to make things happen.
Let's start with the single event on Friday. What's the schedule Friday?
Friday evening, at 6 o'clock, we have a horseshoe tournament, which is in the green space kind of next to the roost. The roost will be open for those that wish to partake, and the VFW will also be open.
What does the schedule look like for Saturday?
We have the fun run that starts at 8 a.m., which that will begin and end at City Hall. Following the fun run, we have the kids parade, which will go one block up and down Main Street. Our big grand parade, of course, has always been at 11, and there's no fee to be involved in the parade. You just have to register starting at 8:30 at St. Mary's Parish Hall. We welcome anyone and everyone from the surrounding area to come take part in our parade. Our Kyoto Museum is going to be open from noon to 2, which is inside of our City Hall on Broadway Avenue. So we've had a lot of volunteers put in an incredible amount of time and energy to make that museum a really neat attraction for Kyoto. So we hope, and of course there's no fee to go through the museum, so we hope a lot of people will do that while they're in town. We have a beanbag tournament that starts at 1 o'clock in the green space east of the roof. That sign-up has already started. Main Street will be blocked off following the parade. Tiffany has done an amazing job of getting a nice variety of kids' activities for little ones up to teenagers and, of course, adults if they wish to partake. We'll have a bouncy house. We'll have a high strike machine, spin art, face painting, all sorts of great stuff on Broadway Avenue. And then we'll also have some horseback rides for those that want to hop on and a little trip around. Our swimming pool fundraising item for Fun Days will be a dunk tank with a variety of local celebrities sitting in there. So we hope people will come and try their hand at dunking some of those folks and raising some money to build our new swimming pool. And then, of course, we're doing our ice cream social, which is free. Sponsored by the Kyoto Community Club. That will be right on Broadway Avenue. We have a sign, so you'll know where to find us. At the same time, the kids' pedal pull will be going on, which is east of the roost on Fulton Street, and that registration starts at 2 o'clock. And then we end our evening out at the Windwheel Winery for those that want to attend the alumni reunion. That starts at 6 o'clock. An action-packed day is we will have food vendors, handful of food trucks coming. They'll be set up on Broadway throughout the day, so there'll be plenty of great food.
If anybody has any questions or would like to see that schedule, find out more information, how can they do that?
Probably the best way would be our Facebook page, the Kyoto Community Club Facebook page. We have a couple different people that manage that, so the chances of getting a quick answer, that would be the best place to go. If anybody can't make it and wants to purchase a t-shirt, we do have two options this year. We have a commemorative t-shirt for last year, which is quite cute, and I encourage anybody just to go on and take a peek, even if they don't want to buy a t-shirt. And then we have the one we do every year with our sponsors listed. And can be ordered through Miscellaneous on Main. So you can go online to miscmain.com and check those out.
That was Lori Hammes on today's JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about this year's Kyoto Fun Day celebration Saturday. JJ Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.